Okay, Rabotai, Shavua Tov. Every Motzai Shabbat of this past 2 years during the winter, we have the Zechut to gather together to learn from the Holy Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. And so I don't want to break that streak. I want to continue with you in Nefesh HaChaim tonight. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem will help, that maybe we can digress somehow, in some way, into preparing for Pesach, a thought about Pesach. So last time, we are in the middle of Sha'ar Bet. Last time we studied Perek Vav. We're up to Perek Zayin, but there were two Hagahot that we did not do together in Perek Vav. The point that Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin was teaching us in the Nefesh HaChaim here in Perek Vav was that our Torah and Mitzvot is the mazon of the world. It's the food of the world. Because the existence of this world depends on what we learned, what we call Hitchabruto Yitbarach El HaOlamot, Shi'ur Komat HaAdam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to this world and to all the worlds depend on our learning Torah, our doing the mitzvot. And the more we do, the more sustenance, literally, we give to the world. As the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit says, Keshem she'i efshar la'olam belo ruchot, kach i efshar la'olam belo Yisrael. Am Yisrael, with its Torah and mitzvot, are vital for the world, just like air and wind is vital to the world. That's what we're learning here. Now, if you take a look in the Haggahah in Sha'ar Bet Perek Vav, Haggahah vegam el nishmat ha'adam atzmo. Not only the maintenance and the sustenance of the world depends on our Torah mitzvot, the connection of our neshama to our body, which means our life, also depends on Torah and mitzvot. וגם אל נשמת האדם עצמו, כמו שכתוב בקהלת רבה, סימן ב' פסוק י"ט, אין טוב באדם שיוכל וישתה, כל אכילה ושתייה שנאמר במגילה הזאת, בתורה ובמעשים טובים, הכתוב מדבר. חזל in the Midrash Rabbah, in Kohelet, tell us that our learning Torah, our keeping mitzvot, is אכילה ושתייה, is food and drink of our neshama. And he brings further from the Midrash there, on the Pasuk, Imru tzadik ki tov, ki prima alelehem yochelu, v'chen behefech chas v'shalom, and the other way around, as we'll talk about in Perek Zayin, and he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, Beraya mehemna, mezona deoraita, ihi mezona de nefesh ruach neshama. The Torah and the mitzvot is the mazon, is the nourishment of our nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And it says further in the Zohar HaKadosh Parashat Pinchas, Denishmeta itparnesat bemilen deoraita. Our neshama gets its parnasa from words of Torah. Deinun nahama la. The bread of the neshama is Torah umitzvot. Keinyan nahama degufa mimilin dealma. Just like bread is necessary for the physical body, there is a bread that is necessary for the neshama, and that is Torah u'mitzvot. And he brings other sources from the Zohar HaKadosh. Pasuk in Mishle says, Lechu lachamu belachmi. In the next Haggahah, u'kemo shebemine ma'achal, yesh ma'achalim shekocham rak lechazek dalet yesodot haguf, שיהיו בכוחם הראשון, ויש מאכלים שבכוחם להוסיף כוח, הדלת יסודות בריבוי האיכות, He says we have all kinds of food, as we know. There is food that maintains the body, that a person eats for survival. There are foods that are not just for survival, they are for the enhancement, for the enrichment of the body, to strengthen one's health. We don't always eat in order to survive, we eat for our health. We eat for other reasons too. I won't get into that. But ideally, there are two reasons why we eat. Of course, to stay alive, that's number one. And number two, it's not just to stay alive. Right? We eat in order to stay healthy and to become stronger. So he says just as that is the way when it comes to physical eating. V'chol amal ha'adam lehosif lo koach gufo yater al kede kav b'riuto. A person works very hard in order to increase and to strengthen his health more than the state in which he is in at that moment. He's not satisfied with just eating in order to survive or to stay the same as he is. Ken gam hanefesh. So too with our neshama, with our nefesh. Lo timale beachila mu'etet shel Torah u'ma'asim tovim. Our neshama is not satisfied with a little bit Torah here, a little bit mitzvot there, you know, to keep the neshama sort of flickering, to keep it alive. It's not enough. It's like telling a person, eat bread just enough to survive. Would anybody accept that? Nobody accepts such a thing unless, lo alenu, they have no choice. Right? So the same thing when it comes to the neshama, says the nefesh ha'chaim, v'ze kol ha'adam, that's our main job in this world. What we work hard in avodat Hashem is lerabot Torah ulehosif mitzvot, עד שיומשך תוספת ריבוי קדושה וברכה בעליונים ותחתונים. We want an increase of kedusha, of light into the olamot העליונים and into our neshama. יתר על כדי מידת הקו שנטע הבורא יתברך שמו בעת הבריאה. We try to make this world stronger and stronger. Every mitzvah that we do, every Torah that we learn gives more vitamins to our neshama, and to this world, and to all the worlds, as we are studying in these prakim as well. If you take a look at the next and final hagaha of Perek Vav, v'chen hu lefize ha'erech mamash inyan achilat ha'adam lemata. Now he's going to explain here that we're talking about the quality of food as well. Naki v'zach misik pisolet. He says a powerful thought. He says, in accordance with how much we learn, in accordance with how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that has an effect on the quality of the food in this world. There are many gemarot on this. Im me'at ve'im harbe, whether little or more. ולכן קודם חטא אדם הראשון, that's why you'll see, Chazal tell us, אדם הראשון, before the sin, היו מאכליו מבוררים ונקיים מכל סיג ופיסולת. There was no waste, there was no extra part, or any kind of unhealthy part, in the food that אדם הראשון consumed before the sin, our sages tell us. ואמרו, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, דף נ"ט עמוד ב' says, שהמלאכים היו צולים לו בשר ומסננים לו יין. A famous statement from Chazal in Masechet Sanhedrin, that אדם הראשון, קודם החטא, the מלאכי השרת, the ministering angels roasted barbecued meat for אדם הראשון, and they filtered his wine, they purified his wine. That's an interesting thing. Does that just mean on a physical level that he had the best steak before Chet Adam HaRishon? That he had the best wine? Is that what the Gemara is saying? V'inyan ze hatzliya ve'asinun. So he explains, what does it mean here? What is it talking about, this roasting of the meat for Adam and the filtering of the wine? Shekol kach gadla koach nafsho shel Adam HaRishon, sod Adam kadma'ah. So great was the nefesh and the neshama of Adam HaRishon before the chet, yoter me'erech kol kochot elyonei ha'elyonim. He was greater than anything else. From all the forces, from all the powers, from all the spiritual beings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Ad shegam ha'malachim tzalu lo ha'ma'achal sheyehe nura ila'a. Even the malachim, even the spiritual forces, the angels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, they were used to prepare the food for Adam HaRishon. What does that mean, to prepare the food? With nura ila'a, with a holy fire. Esh ochela esh. Fire that consumed fire. Mashiv she'iv kol shum aviyuta ma'achal shelefi erko ha'gavoa me'od. He says the spirituality of the angels, the fire of the malachim, were drawing out any kind of waste of the food, from the food that Adam HaRishon was going to eat. Any kind of physicality that was extra in his food was purified, was removed by the malachim. Kefi erech nishmato, in accordance with the erech, with the value of how great he was. Vegam simchat ha'yayin ha'elyon haya mesunan mikol shmarim shelefigo v'erko, and his wine as well was as perfect as his neshama was. Ki inyan yayin ha'meshumar be'anavav ve'achar achet, but after the sin, she'ir evra betov b'mazon ha'olamot, when he caused an admixture of ra betov, of good with bad, in the mazon ha'olamot, in the nourishment of the world, as we're explaining, that the Torah and the mitzvot that we do is what gives nourishment to the world. But when there is a mixture of ra betov, when that tov that we do is mixed with ra, maybe we'll talk about that in a few minutes, so then the nourishment as well comes with a mixture of pisolet. It's not as perfect as it used to be. As it says, kotz vedardar tatzmiach lach. By the way, he says that before Chet Ha'egel, before the sin of the golden calf, Am Yisrael, right after Matan Torah, that period of time, let's call it 40 days, between Matan Torah and Chet Ha'egel, Am Yisrael attained a level of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet until they spoiled it. We retained a level of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvne Elyon Kulechem Achen Ke Adam Temutun Uch Achad Hasarim Tipolu. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. Hashem says, I wanted to make you like angels. I wanted to make you like Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet. So you know what it says in the Gemara? It says, the man, the same way was, at that time, before Chet Ha'egel, the man, the food that they ate was so perfect that they didn't have to go to the bathroom. They didn't have to go afterwards. It was nivla be'evarehem. It says on the pasuk, lechem abirim achal ish. The man is called lechem abirim, which literally means the food of the great people. The Gemara has one opinion that says the food of angels. It was the food of Malachi Asharet. But there is another opinion, lechem abirim milashon evarim, shaya nivla bechol evarehem. It would be dissolved, it would be swallowed up by all their parts of their body. There was no need to give, to let out waste, to go to move their bowels or anything like that. No? They were on such a level where their food was so... I didn't hear one word you said. Was so spiritual. You know, I have the mic. I dominate tonight. That's it. That's it.
So 40 days, yeah. You're like angels. And then overnight...
Yeah, that would take us to a whole different talk to explain. It's a very good question. And by the way, as I was saying it, I was asking myself the same question. Mamash kacha. But you know, we could ask the same question about Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, if he was so great, Kodem Achet, what happened, right? You want to blame? See, by the Chet Ha'egel, we can't blame it on them, you're saying. Because they were tzadikot. Right? The women, by Chet, they didn't take a share in the sin of the golden calf. That's why they have Rosh Chodesh and on and on. But your question is a very, very important, fundamental question to speak about at different time. It would take us off of the topic. But you're right. How could it be? They were on such a high level, and all of a sudden, you know, they did what they did. We could blame it on the Erev Rav if you want, as we do. But we'll leave that for now. The point is that at that time, when they were on such a level, the man was perfect. After Cheta Egel, they still kept on eating man, but it wasn't on the same level as it was before. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says over here, that me'en ze zachu gam ken dor ha-midbar kodem Cheta Egel be'inyan haman shehifig gam she'ar ha-ma'achalim ve'nivla be'evarehem. כמו שאמרו עזל בפרק יום הכיפורים, as the Gemara says at the end of מסכת יומה, אלא מה אני מקיים ויתת תהיה לך? The Gemara asks a question, if that's the case, then why did the Torah say ויתת תהיה לך על הזנך? In פרשת כי תצא, it tells the people in the midbar how they were supposed to go to the bathroom, right, in the midbar. But if we're learning here that the man was נבלה באיבריהם, so what halachot of bathroom did they have? So what do we do with the pasuk ve'yatet yelecha al azenecha? So the Gemara gives us two answers. The answer here le'inyanenu is le'achar shesarchu. That's after they sinned. Before they sinned, it was unnecessary. V'chen amru chazal she'le'atid lavo atida eretz Yisrael she'totzi geluskaot yafot. The Gemara tells us that that state of being of the neshama and of the food that is affected by our ma'asim, that state of being, of perfection, of the physical state even, of the human being, is going to return be'acharit hayamim, in the time of Mashiach. I would like to begin Perek Zayin a little bit with you, and then we'll say a few words on Pesach. Perek Zayin. V'chen behefech ha'ma'asim asher lo tovim chas v'shalom. Here in Perek Zayin, he speaks about the negative side of the coin. The other way as well. Same thing goes with ma'asim lo tovim, when a person sins. Hem el ha'olamot kinyan ha'ma'achalim ha'raim. If the Torah in mitzvot is the nourishment of the world, then the junk food of the world, to say it politely even, it's more like poison of the worlds, is ma'asim ra'im, is the chata'im that we do. אשר ידבאר עניינו בעזרת השם, וכמו שאמרו בראיה מהם לפרשת אמור. He quotes here a very deep Zohar HaKadosh. Let's read. It's Mutzai Shabbat. Mutzai Shabbat, we're allowed to fly. Okay? So in Mutzai Shabbat, in Zohar HaKadosh, it says, ביומה דראש השנה, נפיק יצחק בלחודוי. יצחק אבינו, every ראש השנה, every year, in עולם הבא, in the עולם הנשמות, יצחק אבינו calls out Esav. וקרא לאסב להתאמה לתבשילין דכל אלמה. He asks Esav to bring him תבשילין, cooked food of all the worlds. כל חד כפום אורחוי, each one in accordance with his deeds. ושכיב על ארסי דדינה. And he sits on the couch of din, of judgment. ראש השנה, day of judgment. וקרא לאסב, and he calls אסב, he says, וצודה לי צייד ועשה לי מטעמים. Everything in the Torah is forever. So the story that we read in the Torah in Parashat Toldot, of Yitzchak Avinu calling אסב and asking him to make for him מטעמים, this is something that goes on every year. The Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us. But on a deeper level, as he's going to explain, ויהי אח יצא יצא ואסב אחיו בא מצדו. And comes back Esav with tzayid, with venison. Ta'in te'une me'ovadeh de'alma. He brings back a report of all the deeds that are done in the world. Vaya'as gam hu mat'amim. And he knows how to make it sound real sharp. Esav, this is what he likes. This is for him an opportunity. Chadid lishne lemit'an ta'anot. He sharpens his tongue to speak negatively about people. ויומר יקום אבי, he says, my father shall rise and eat. יקום אבי, he's asking for the midah of יצחק אבינו, the midah of גבורה, the midah of judgment, to get up and to dominate. יתאר בדינוי ויוכל כמה עובדין בישין דכל אלמה. Come and eat all the foods that people prepare by their deeds. Here we see clearly in the Zohar HaKadosh that just like we said, the Torah and the mitzvot is the mezonot, are the mezonot of the world, the nourishment of the world. Chas v'shalom, the averot and the chataim, it's also a type of nourishment of the other side, of the other elements, which is not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not healthy for the world. If we think that whatever we do in our own privacy has only to do with us. We're making a big mistake. Everything that we do has an effect on the world. That's really the message of the Nefesh HaChaim so far in the entire Sefer. If you would like to take one line, which would be the common thread between all the prakim, even in Sha'ar Aleph, and up until now in Sha'ar Bet, is that our ma'asim have an effect on the world, on all the worlds. Ben letov, ben lera. And he brings another quote from the Tikkunim, Va'aseh li mat'amim kasher ahavti, mipikudin da'aseh, mipikudin de'lo ta'aseh. What type of mat'amim is he asking from Esav? Give me the foods that come from the aseh, the mitzvot aseh, and this is the Zohar Kadosh talking, and the foods that come from the mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Parnasa lesamech mem leman de'avar alayu. It's the parnasa of the samech mem, of the Satan, one who transgresses the mitzvot aseh or the mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Ve'ilen havakari ve'esav li'itzchak. That's the reports that Esav comes to Yitzchak. That's what we have to combat. That's what we have to contend with on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Ve'amar li yakum aviv yochal mitzed. Ve'samechmeh beginayu havakariv li'smala le'at'ama le'kutsha berichu mechovin de'bene de'inun ma'achalin meriran. And he comes and he brings these reports to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him these bitter foods. And he goes on to quote another place, and then one more paragraph. Keshem shema'achal aguf. So just like the food of our body, kasher enenu tov ve'enenu mitkabel el aguf, eno zan ve'soed et aguf. Just like unhealthy foods, to say the least, it does not nourish us, it doesn't satisfy a person's body. Ela ne'epach betocho lepesolet ve'zohama ve'tzo'ah. It just becomes total waste and toxic in the body of a human being. V'gam u'matish u'machalish et kol aguf. And it brings, chas v'shalom, weakness upon the body of the human being. K'al yedeze en ha'nefesh mitpashet betocho kara'ui. He says, because the nefesh is not able to spread itself befittingly in the body when a person doesn't eat healthy foods. ולפעמים יחלה מזה, and לא עלינו חס ושלום, sometimes there are diseases and illnesses that come because of that. כן העניין, so too is the case, שהמעשים אשר לא טובים ורצויים חס ושלום, deeds that are not רצוי, that are not pleasant, that are not desirable, הם הנהפכים בתוך העולמות לפיסולת ולכלוך כביכול. We fill up the world with toxins, with poisons, with unhealthy food when we sin, when we do chataim. V'hu itgabrut kochot ha-tum'a ve'aklipot. Harachaman yatzilenu, shenikra'im ki tso'a. V'chen amar b'ra'ya mehemna, shenikret ashpa metunefet ve'tso'a. Why do you think one of the ways of service of Avodah Zarah was the way we know the Baal Peor was worshipped, right? And that was a symbol of showing what Avodah Zarah in general is. Avodah Zarah brings waste to the world. Ve'en so'a el ha-yetzer ha-ra. Ve'ayen ve'tame mitzvot la'ari ha-kadosh. Ve'chen hu makom yinikatam b'shoresh ha-elyon. Ayen ve'etz ha-chaim. That's what he says. Ve'ze ha-ya gam ken inyan avodat pe'or. Kemo she'katu b'ma'amar ha-tikunim. U'pikudin de'lo ta'aseh. Parnasa le'samech mem leman de'avar alayu. וזהו עניין הכתוב, that's what it means in the pasuk in Yeshaya, אם רחץ השם את צועת בנוצי, oh, this has to do with Pesach, I just got it. I was waiting for something. How am I going to connect all this to Pesach? But I just got it now. וזה עניין הכתוב, this is what the pasuk is saying, אם רחץ השם את צועת בנוצי, in Yeshaya. How much do you want Hashem to clean us up? The Navi is shouting and lashing out. And I'm saying it in a clean way. Rachatz tzoat v'notzion. V'zehu she'amru b'zohar chadash b'inyan Yerovam. And the Zohar Chadash says regarding Yerovam, kad avad trei egle, when he made those two golden calves, she'amar ha-kadosh baruch hu la-malachim, ha-kadosh baruch hu spoke to the angels and he told them, hare kol shefa de'havayahiv lechon, itapech lechon b'zohama. All the good mezonot that could have come to you with the Torah and the mitzvot, it all changed because of this Avodah Zarah of Yerovam. It all changed into Zohama. V'gorem baze pgam v'choli v'kilkul kadol u'tshut koach chas v'shalom b'ha'olamot. It creates a weakness in the worlds. לפי עניין ואופן המעשה ולפי מדרגתו בשורשו והעולמות. כי אז באותן העולמות שאותן המעשים מגיעים עליהם, why? What is it called, cause a weakness? Because in those spiritual worlds where the ma'asim lo tovim reach in their effect, what do they cause? En hitpashtut v'itchabrut atzmuto yitbarach bahem al hashlemut ha'amiti kara'ui kefi kavanat retzono yitbarach. As we know, as we've been learning in the Nefesh HaChaim, this world depends on how much godliness permeates the world. The universe needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to permeate, to be memale kol almin, in order to survive. Wherever Chas v'Shalom, if Chas v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his Shekhinah away from a certain place, that place is reduced to nothingness. So our avodah of Torah and Mitzvot is to increase elakut, to increase kedusha in the world, thereby giving strength to the world. When Chas v'Shalom, the opposite is done, we are causing those places where the ma'asim affect to cause a weakness or a lack of presence of the Shekhinah Yidbarach Chas v'Shalom. Deloshari be'atar pagim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not dwell in a place that is defected. Kol od asher adayin chel'ata betocha u'mitzo'ata l'ruchatz, as long as that place has not been cleaned. ומאחר שכל העולמות בכלל הם מקושרים ומיוחדים כאחד, and since all the worlds are intertwined, are interconnected, ממילא גם כל העולמות מרגישים מעט במקצת מזה הפגם. You never know. You know, sometimes a person, one day he feels very weak, spiritually speaking. Yesterday he was inspired, the day before he was inspired, the next day he doesn't feel it. Something. So you could say it's something in the air. You never know if what caused that is someone down the block or in a different neighborhood or in a different city or around the globe did something which affected the world in such a way that created that air of weakness, of lack of feeling of the Borei Yitbarach. Everything is connected in this world. And all the worlds are connected, all the way to the highest and most sublime. And so wherever the chet really reaches and causes its chaos, that defect trickles down, trickles all the way down to this world where there are consequences. And it is felt in this world as well. That's the study that we're learning here in Nefesh HaChaim, that our ma'asim have an effect and they count. ואינם חוזרים לאיתן בריאותם ותיקונם האמיתי כמקדם, עד אשר יתרוקנו אלו כוחות הטומאה. We'll continue this paragraph next time, בעזרת השם. What I wanted to say is like this. I mean, we're talking here about אם רחץ השם את צואת בנות ציון to cleanse the world from the טומאה of our ma'asim. What do we think Pesach is about? Pesach, the truth is, if we think about it in the context of the entire year, it's really a preparation for Shavuot. You know that? We prepare so much for Pesach. Really, Pesach is a preparation for Shavuot. Behotzi'i et ha'am mimitzrayim, תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה. הקדוש ברוך הוא told משה רבינו. וזה לך האות, כי אנוכי שלחתיך. This is your sign that I sent you. בהוציאי את העם הזה ממצרים, when I'm going to take out this nation from מצרים, תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה. You're going to come and serve me on the mountain of Sinai. Which means Pesach was an exodus that was towards, it was a march towards Matan Torah. That's why we begin with Sfirat HaOmer. There is a connection of Sfirat HaOmer between Yetziat Mitzrayim, between Pesach and Shavuot. In order to get to that day of Matan Torah, what happened we mentioned before on Matan Torah? Am Yisrael attained the level of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, where everything was so clean, Mikol Sig uMikol Pisolet. Everything was so pure to the point where the man that they ate was Nivla Be'evarehem. It was dissolved purely in their body. Because everything was perfect on that level. Yetziat Mitzrayim was marching towards that level. Every day they removed another Sha'ar HaTumah, another level of Tum'ah, another Dargah of uncleanliness. So all the cleaning that we do before Pesach, you know, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, he would say, there is a tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. I don't remember it by heart, but it goes something like, Yehi Ratzon, that the kavanot ha'olot, mitashrat to mitashat to mitarat, that all the kavanot that come up from tashrat is tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah, and tashat and tarat, ya'alu lefanecha leratzon, should go up to you, Hashem, to please you, and it should be like we have all the kavanot that we're supposed to have. It's a whole tefillah that the Chazan says before the, you know, the long tefillah, Ribono Shel Olam, before the Tkiyah B'Shofar. Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov used to have a Rashi Tevot that he said on Tashrat, in some Machzorim it's not Tashrat, it's Kashrak, with a Kuf, because Tkiyah, the Kuf of Tkiyah, Kashrak. So he had Yiddish words for cleaning. I think one of them is krechts or krachts and scrubbing. And I don't remember the words exactly. I know krechts means when a person sighs. That I know. But scrubbing and cleaning and scratching, four words that he made a Rashi Tevot out of kashrak. And he said that's exactly the same as the tefillah before the blowing of the shofar, which means just like we pray to Hashem, that Tashrat should go up to Him and please Him with all the kavanot ha-re'uyot, so too, every ma'amatz that we do, every little effort that we put in to clean and to scrub and to cleanse and to purify and to wash for the purpose of Pesach, it's just as holy as the moment of the blowing of the shofar on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Because we are getting rid of all the pisolet, of all the chametz, not only the physical chametz in our home, but you know, when a person has to clean, there is a feeling of humility at that moment. You know, why do people fight over doing dishes or taking out the garbage? You know, people are not so ready to help out when it comes to clean. Or maybe we are. I don't know. But you should know, it's normal to hear that there are arguments about who cleans the... Do you do cleaning? You don't do cleaning? You don't help in my clean? On and on, right? Why is that? Because the act... I'll tell you why. It's very simple. The act of cleaning is a humble act. It brings anava. Why should I be doing this? Somebody should be doing this for me. What is this? Right? So when you do it on by yourself, by the way, it's a good kavanah to have. When you take out the garbage, it was worth it to come just to hear this tonight. When you take out the garbage, you ever do that? It's a good experience. When you take out the garbage from the house and you're walking, you know, to the trash cans on the outside, it's good to have a little bit of a kavanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. I'm doing this for you. You know why? Because who do I think I am? Why should I think that I shouldn't be doing this? What kind of a ridiculous feeling is that? Not to help? Not to clean? Who do you think you are? Why not? Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't we from time to time, and I'm not saying this because you're here, but ask them. I tell them this even when you're not. But what's the big deal once in a while to do it on our own and let those who usually do it, let them rest? Let them sit down. Why can't we do it sometimes? Will it hurt to clean the mug of your coffee? Not just to put it in the sink, but to clean, to wash it on your own? At least one? At least two? What's the big... I'm talking to myself. What's the big... Is it so hard? Get over yourself. It's all ga'avah, Rabotai. Leva'er et ha-chametz is leva'er et ha-ga'avah. That's not a new concept. We speak about this every year. To get rid of chametz is to get rid of ga'avah. Chametz, you know, is something that rises. Is something that's haughty. Cleaning is an act of humility. That is the prerequisite for tahara, for purity, and for eventually accepting the Torah on Har Sinai. So that's one point. But there is a deeper point, Rabotai. Not only should we do it reluctantly and say, okay, I guess I deserve it. You know, So that's b'diavad be'emet. That's not lechatchila. Lechatchila is to do it b'simcha, is to do it with happiness. I'll share with you a thought that I saw in the Haggadah. There's a Haggadah that just came out in English with the drashot of Rabbi Yisachar Friend. All right, a new Haggadah just came out. It's called Zichron Meir. So I was reading in the beginning, and he says a very nice thought. He says like this: why do we drink 4 cups of wine? So we all know the known answer is because of the 4 lishonot shel geula: vehotzeti, veitzalti, vegaalti, velakachti. The 4 languages terms that are used in the pasuk for geula, for redemption: vehotzeti, I will take out; itzalti, I will rescue; vegaalti, I will redeem; velakachti, and I will take you as my nation. That's why we read, we drink 4 kosot, and we have a 5th one for Eliyahu Navi for the lashon veheveti etchem el haaretz. Okay, but in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the 10th perek of Masechet Psachim, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Arve Psachim tells us a different reason. You know why? We have 4 kosot because back in Parashat Vayeshev, remember when the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim, the wine butler and the baker of Paro, they were thrown in jail, and they're there with Yosef. One morning they wake up, Vehinam Zo'afim, and they're all sad. Yosef asks them, Madua Penechem Ra'im Ayom? You look sad, what's wrong? They tell him, we had these dreams. So he told them, you came to the right person. Halol Elokim Pitronim Saperunali. Tell me the dream. So the Sar HaMashkim says over his dream, if you look in the Psukim, it says the word kos 4 times. 4 times. Vaisaper Sar HaMashkim et chalomo leYosef vayomer lo, bachalomi vehine gefen lefanai. In my dream, I have a big cluster of grapes in front of me. Uva gefen shelosha sarigim, vehi cheforachat aleta nitzayv shilu ashkeloteha anavim. These grapes were really ripe. They were right there to squeeze, to make wine from. Vechos paro beyadi, and I had the cup of paro in my hand. Vaikach et ha'anavim, and I took the grapes. Vaischat otam el kos paro, and I squeezed them out into the cup of Paro. Va'eten et hakos al kaf Paro. And I took the cup of wine and I put it in the hand of Paro. And then when Yosef is poter de chalom, he also says, Be'od sheloshet yamim yisa Paro et roshecha v'hashivecha al kanecha v'natata chos Paro biyado kamishpat harishon. The interpretation of Yosef was, you are going to be reinstated to your job. You are going to be brought back to serve as the wine butler of the king. Alright? Then we go to the chalom of the Sar HaOfim. Sar HaOfim, the baker, what's your story? What's your dream? Afani v'chalomi, v'hine shelosha saleh chori al roshi, I have 3 baskets on my head. U'basal ha'elyon mikol ma'achal paro ma'ase ofe. And in the upper basket, the top one, there's all types of baked goods, ve'ha'of ochel otam min hasal me'al roshi, and the birds are eating them from the basket on top of my head. That's all. Yosef said, ze pitrono. You know what it is? Those 3 baskets are 3 days. You got 3 days, because after 3 days, you're gone. You're going to be killed. So first of all, the Yerushalmi says, because it says kos 4 times by the Sar HaMashkim, that's why we drink 4 cups of wine. I understand to drink 4 cups of wine because of Ve'otzeti v'itzalti v'galti v'lakachti. It has to do with Yetziat Mitzrayim. 4 times it says kos by the Sar HaMashkim, therefore we drink on the night of Pesach 4 cups. What does that have to do with anything? What is that?
Same.
Huh?
Same.
Very good point. Because Yosef, that's what brought the redemption of Yosef. That's a good explanation. Yafeh meod. It has to do with Geula. Yosef was in his Mitzrayim, and that's the dream that got him out eventually. Very good. But, you know, even with that answer, which is a true answer, it's still a little bit, needs a little bit more explanation. What's the connection to the night of Pesach for us? How can we connect to this?
You still have the four cups with the butler.
The butler doesn't have any cups.
He took him out of jail, redeemed him. And then,
right, so like you said.
And then he took the cost.
All right, but why are we struggling so hard to connect the story of the Sarah Mashkin? When you learned, do me a favor, when you read Parashat Vayeshev, and you were reading this beautiful story, were you thinking about Pesach? Yeah, exactly. Right? The fact that we have to fit it in, why do we need to fit it in? Because it says four times kos. So obviously, your pirush is good, and there are pirushim to be said. Also, why was Yosef so quick to say a good interpretation to the Sarah Mashkim and to the Sarah Ofim? He gave him no hope. What's the difference? So Rabbi Franz said, if you take a look at the way the Sarah Mashkim was talking, very, very different than the way the Sarah Ofim was talking. The Sarah Ofim was very passive. The baker, he didn't say much. In fact, in his dream, he wasn't doing anything. He didn't do anything. He was just standing there. He said, I was standing there, and I had three baskets on top of my head, and birds were eating food from the top of my head, from the top of a basket. That's all. Wasn't doing anything. It was very, very nonchalant, very passive, without any life. That's how you care about your job. You're not so excited about your job. So it seems like you might not be really deserving of it. Whereas when we look at the words of the Sarah Mashkim, he's very excited. Every movement is recorded. And not only that, he was doing everything. He was very active. Kos paro biyadi. He keeps on repeating the kos, four times, again and again. I had the cup in my hand, and I took the grapes, and I squeezed the grapes, and I put the cup on his hand. Yeah. Just tell me, I was able to give wine to Paro. Why do you have to give me? I moved here, I moved there, I did this, I did that. What's this excitement? He was very excited about his job. He was very lively about it. He was very active in his dream about it. Yosef saw that's a sign of life. That's a sign that he's going to get it back, that he deserves to get his job back. That's a big lesson for us in Avodat Hashem, Rabotai. You know, I want to share with you a thought, a very short thought, but a very deep one that I've been thinking about for the past 2 weeks. You know, I'll tell you a story, okay, with this. There was a rabbi that was invited to a certain town, a simple town, to say for Shabbat, the Shabbat before Pesach, and they asked him to get up and to give the Drashat Shabbat HaGadol, the Drasha of Shabbat HaGadol. He looked around, he saw that he is not going to be able to give his normal advanced type of Drasha of Shabbat HaGadol. They weren't ready for such a Drasha. He said, you know what, I have a story for them. I'm going to tell them a story, true story, by the way. So he said the following. He said, there was a Jew who, when he was young, he lived in Austria. Somehow, when he was a child, on his own, he made his way from Austria by train to Germany. Eventually, when he was a teenager, he was able somehow also to escape and to leave Germany right before the Churban came, and he went to England. That's where he got married. Eventually, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he raised his family. He built a shul. He was the shamash of that shul. He was the gabai, the shamash. He made sure everything was prepared every day. He upheld that Beit HaKnesset. And he raised a family letiferet. Each son of his became a Talmid Chacham. Each daughter that he had married a Talmid Chacham. A beautiful family. He himself was not so knowledgeable in Torah because he wasn't able to have a major education. He made it somehow to Chumash, but not more than that. Mishnah, Gemara, not more than that. But whatever he can do, he always did. He was present at every shi'ur, did everything. One time, after when he was old, passed away, people came to the house to be Menachem Avil. And they asked one of the sons, they asked him, how was your father able to do that? How was he able to succeed in such a way, to build such a beautiful Bit Knesset, and to have such a family? What was his secret? He wasn't that, you know, scholarly. He said, you know, the son says, I one time asked my father this question when we were seated at the table. And he told me a story. When he was young and he left Austria to take the train to Germany, he was supposed to do that with his father. But last minute, his father had an issue with the passport. He couldn't get on the train. He had to reluctantly send his son on his own to go to Germany. So the father took him to the train station. And as the train began to move, the father was running, you know, along with the train on the platform and telling his son, maybe he was 10 years old, 11 years old, in Yiddish he told him, Zaita gute Yid, just be a good Jew. Remember, just be a good Jew. And as he's running, he's telling him, just be a good Jew, just be a good Jew. And he saw his father even trip over the platform. And as he's falling on his face, just be a good Jew. Those were the last words, he says, that I heard from my father. I didn't receive much chinuch. I wasn't able to really progress academically when it came to anything. But one thing I always had in my mind was the echo of my father. Mamash b'mesirut nefesh. Just be a good Jew. The genuine sound of those words stayed with me forever, he said. And I made it my promise, whatever I can do, just to be as a good Jew as possible. Why am I saying this story? The youth today, the children today, the teenagers today, they look to see in us real truth, that we mean what we say. They detect something that is fake immediately, and they get turned off from it. If we just say, you have to do this, you have to do that, this is what we do, this is what we do, on and on. But then, when they catch us at a moment of real behavior, we don't really live up to what we always talk about, that turns them off. Oh, so it's not real, so why should I bother? It's not real. The night of the Seder, Rabotai, is our opportunity to show an excitement for the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know how terrible the effect is when we complain about a mitzvah. When someone is cleaning at home and complaining about it, oh, it's too hard. Oh, why do I have to do this? I asked you last year if we can go here, if we can go there. The child hears that mitzvot are not enjoyable. That mitzvot don't make us happy. If while sitting down to eat the matzah, the little haseder, all they hear is, ugh, why'd I buy this one? Oh, this I can't. This is too much. Oh, my stomach doesn't fit. It doesn't get along with this. I need to drink another cup of water. Kind of silly. Well, I can't do it. And he's doing it. We're talking about people who do the mitzvot. You know what I'm talking about. It's not someone who's not doing it. We're doing it. But we're doing it with a krechts that I mentioned before. Doing it with a sigh, with the anacha. That anacha has an effect. Has to be like the Sarah Mashkim. The Sarah Mashkim, Vaitena kos al kapo, Vaikachet kos, I took that kos, I took the anavim. He's talking about it like it's the biggest deal in the world. Yosef saw that. Oh, that's life. That has continuance. That endures. That stays. That's going to continue. If we want to ensure that our Torah, that our Avodah continues ledore dorot, it has to be with the simcha. It has to be with the zrizut. That's what Pesach is all about. Pesach is all about ve'lo yachelu li'itmameh. That we couldn't take time. We didn't have time. Zrizut. Quickly. Alacrity. Diligence. That's what Pesach is. That is something that goes over to the next generation. When that son heard, just be a good Jew, he saw, my father really meant that. He meant that that was the most important thing that he could say as his bidding farewell to me, as his parting words to me. Just be a good Jew. Then that means that's the most important thing in the world. I have to figure out as much as I can how to be a good Jew. Because truth resonates by the children. Especially today, Rabotai. For some reason, especially today, nobody can, they don't like when it's not real. If it's not, they can't take it. So we get busy getting angry at them. That you're not doing what you're supposed to do. That you are off that way, this way, that way. Everything. We're off. It's not them. They're on. They're on the way. We're off if we don't do it with a chiyut, with a life. Because our ma'asim, as we learned to nefesh ha'chaim, is the nefesh of the chaim of the olamot. It's the life of the world. Eating matzah, eating maror. And by the way, with a smile, with a happiness, to come home and to say some nice words. Even if not everything is exactly at the place that you think it's supposed to be. Even if, let's say, the chairs are not yet fixed around the table. Who cares? You get busy doing it. But with a happiness, with a dance, with a song, with excitement. That is a guarantee. Is a guarantee to spill over to the next generation. So at the night when we're supposed to gain them, we have to make sure not to lose them. Leil HaSeder, that's when Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibera Torah. The Torah talks to all the children, to all four of them. The Chacham with the black hat, the Rasha with the who knows what, the Tam and the She'eno Yodea Lish'ol, they're all seated at the Leil HaSeder. You know why? Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael. The Torah speaks to all four of them. And it's up to us to do that good job. How we give over the Torah, how we give over the excitement of the mitzvot, that is what ensures a continuance to them. And ahavat ha-mitzvot, we should be zoche to see a nachat, mikol tzeetzaenu, mikol mishpachtenu, to see happiness and shalom, v'shalva, benenu tamid, with ahava and achva, with simcha, uvtuv levav, always, always with happiness and with joy. We should hear besorot tovot, refuah shlema to all those, and nechama and yeshua. This today was a special Shabbat, Rabotai. We can't get out of it. Today was a very special Shabbat with so much shefa bracha that we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine. You know, I'll just end off with this. I know I went off. Well, I'm not even going to ask what time it is, but I'm just going to share with you one thing that really is. You know, we're not going to believe it when you hear this. It's about the Chozeh Milublin. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lechodshei Hashana. You know what it says in the Sefarim HaKadoshim about Chodesh Nisan, especially the first 12 days that we're going to read the Parashat Nesi'im, Nasi Layom, Nasi Layom. Each day is Rosh Chodesh. Each day of Nisan, is the Shla HaKadosh says this, is begeder Rosh Chodesh. Is time over? That's it? Okay, that's my sign. All right. So I'll just finish this with permission. No. That's fine. The Chozeh Milublin, the great seer of Lublin in the early 1800s, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu. This is recorded by his Talmid, the Bnei Sachar. The Bnei Sachar writes this in his Sefer Agra de Kala in Parashat Pikudei. He explains a certain pasuk there in accordance with him, but I'm not going to get into that right now. He says, we all know the Talmidim of the Chozeh, that he would keep a journal during Chodesh Nisan. Every day of the month, of those 12 days before Pesach, every day is corresponding to a certain month of the year. For example, the first day of Nisan, which was today, is Keneged Chodesh Nisan. The second day is Keneged Chodesh Iyar. The third day is Keneged Chodesh Sivan, and so on. So the Bnei Sakhar says, our Rebbe, the Chozeh Milublin, was able each day to know what is going to happen in that month during that year. And he would write down in his journal, in Chodesh Nisan, this and this and this is going to happen. In Chodesh Iyar, this and... On the second day, he had Ashra'ah, Chodesh Iyar, this and this is going to happen. And on and on. And he says, we the Talmidim, we saw that what he wrote is what happened throughout that year. He says, the last year of his life, he passed away in Chodesh Av, the Chozeh Milublin. That year, in Chodesh Nisan, he stopped his journal by Chodesh Menachem Av. He didn't write on. That is the koach of these days that we enter. The Shlach Kadosh calls it, the first 10 days, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Don't ask, there's so much about this. Any little thing that we do has so much power. Let's appreciate it, let's be excited over it, let's take advantage of it, and let's get together more often like this. Avotai. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Should we say maybe anyone needs to say Kaddish? Kaddish, Avotai, anyone? רבי חנן אבן הקשה ומרצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר אמן יהי שמך רבה מברך